Today is already the last Sunday of April.
咁今日咧已經係四月最後一個禮拜日啦。
So that means one third of 2016 has already passed by.
咁亦都即係話咧，2016年又過咗三分之一。
How time flies, isn't it?
時間過得好快哦。
Yesterday we had some good time with the young people at our place.
咁尋日咧，我哋當中嘅少年人就嚟咗我哋屋企，有一個好開心嘅時間。
Grace was sharing, Grace, my wife, was sharing with the youth when she was in her teens. She always thought being in the 30s is quite old and far away.
咁咧，我尋日即係我係佢太太啦。咁我哋同啲少年人咧就分享咯。當我喺佢哋年紀係一個少年人嘅時候，我成日覺得三十幾歲嘅呢啲 uncle auntie 咧係距離自己好遠嘅。
Yeah, she never thought she would be in her 30s so soon.
咁我從來都冇諗過咧，自己咁快就已經步入咗呢個三十幾嘅年齡。
Yeah, but 30, like which year you have to ask her yourself.
咁咧，但係具體係邊一年咧？咁你哋要自己嚟問我啦。
So she was joking with the young people that in no time it will be their turn to be called uncles and aunties.
咁所以咧，就同啲年青人講笑啦。其實眨下眼咧，你哋都要成為 uncle auntie 噶啦。
Yeah, so whether we realize it or not, time is ticking away each day.
所以其實無論我哋有冇去留意或者發現咧，時間係一分一秒咁過去。
Even at this moment as I speak, a few seconds already passed by.
就好似我哋而家喺度同大家講緊嘢，其實幾秒鐘又過去啦。
So what does it mean?
咁所以究竟意味住乜嘢咧？
So for students, it means the exams in May are getting closer and closer.
咁對於學生嚟講，可能你哋五月份啦，考試就越嚟越接近啦。
So no time to procrastinate anymore.
咁大家就唔好再耽誤、再拖延啦。
Have to gear up for action.
咁大家要去有行動去温習。
And for parents among us, time is ticking away also means we are witnessing the growing up of our children.
咁喺我哋嘅父母，我哋當中嘅父母咧，其實時間過得好快，點樣去睇到？就係當你睇住你嘅孩子一日一日咁長大。
And for rest of us, this also means every day we are one step closer to the end of our physical life.
咁而對於我哋其他人嚟講咧，其實每一日都代表我哋係越嚟越步向死亡嘅。
Even though we don't like to think about this.
雖然我哋都唔想去諗關於死亡。
Last month on Easter Sunday, we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
咁上我哋之前星期日咧喺復活節嘅時候咧，我哋就慶祝咗主耶穌佢嘅復活。
We recorded how the Lord, how God raised him up on the third day.
咁我哋就一齊去紀念主耶穌喺第三日復活。
And we thank our Father Yahweh because He has given us hope of resurrection beyond these physical bodies.
而我哋咧都去衷心感謝 Yahweh 上帝天父咧，佢俾咗我哋呢份復活嘅盼望。
So in Jesus Christ, we do have hope of eternal life with God.
所以咧喺主耶穌基督裏面咧，我哋係有呢一份對永生嘅盼望。我哋知道我哋會可以同神永遠喺埋一齊。
However, as time is ticking away, we still need to face the end of this physical life someday.
但因為時間就係咁樣一分一秒過去咧，我哋遲早都要面對，我哋呢一個身體都要嚟到一個終結，都有死亡。
Yeah, because we are yet to receive a resurrected new body from the Lord.
因為咧，我哋仲未得到主耶穌去帶嚟呢個新嘅復活嘅身體。
Yeah, in the same way, as time goes on, this present age or present era will also come to an end according to God's timing.
咁同樣道理啦，喺神嘅計劃同埋時間表裏面咧，這個我哋現今處於呢個時代這個紀元都要嚟到一個終結。
So today we'll start a new series of messages.
咁所以我哋今日咧就要開始一個全新嘅講道系列。
The new series is about the last days.
而這個系列咧就係關於末後嘅日子。
We'll be looking at the end of this present age.
我哋要睇下我哋現今呢個世代嚟到終結嘅呢段日子。
Actually, if we read and understand the Bible carefully, you will realize that we are now living in the time that is close to the end of this present age.
所以如果我哋大家細心去讀同埋明白神嘅話語咧，你就會發現其實我哋而家係生活喺一個距離呢個時代終結嘅非常接近嘅一個時間段。
So in the following months, we'll carefully understand what God through His Word wants to tell us.
所以喺嚟緊呢幾個月咧，我哋都想一齊藉住神嘅話語去明白究竟關於末後嘅日子，神有啲咩教導。
Yeah, about the last days.
係啦，關於末後嘅日子嘅教導。
This is actually for our good, that we would not be ignorant about what will happen.
咁其實呢個咧係為咗我哋大家好處嘅，以致我哋唔會對於將來發生咩事咧係完全無知冇準備。
So the messages on the last days are not for our knowledge in the head.
咁所以咧，我哋呢個關於末後日子嘅系列講道系列咧，唔係為咗增加我哋頭腦嘅知識。
So there are actually passages to help us understand what will happen in the last days, so we can actually it's for our spiritual survival.
咁其實咧，我哋係要去睇一啲同末後日子有關嘅經文，讓我哋知道要發生咩事，因為呢個咧係關乎我哋屬靈生命呢個生死存亡嘅。
It is warned in the Bible that at the end of this present age, dangerous time will come.
聖經咧有警告我哋喺呢個現今呢個世代嘅終結嘅時候咧，係會有危險嘅日子要臨到。
We don't have time to turn to the passage, but if you like, you can write it down. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1.
咁我哋因為時間關係，我哋唔會去揭開嚟睇啦。咁大家有興趣可以記低，係喺經文係喺提摩太後書嘅三章一節。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 it says dangerous time will come Paul says
咁係保羅咧喺提摩太後書三章一節咧就話俾我哋聽會有危險嘅日子要臨到
So if we're not careful we might be disqualified or perish in our regard to faith
咁所以如果我哋唔去小心留意咧恐怕我哋將來都冇呢個資格去入天國係要滅亡
So God's word about the last days is actually for our instruction and warning.
所以咧，神嘅話語教導我哋關於呢個末後嘅日子咧，其實係為咗俾我哋一啲嘅指示啦、指引同埋一啲警告。
So we may survive spiritually and not lose our faith.
以致我哋咧可以喺屬靈生命上面繼續去生存，亦都唔會失去我哋嘅信心。
So when we understand these warnings, well, then we can take heed to trust in God and deepen our relationship with Him.
咁所以如果我哋咧用心去研讀啦，同埋明白呢啲咁嘅警告咧，咁我哋就可以去相信神，同埋即係繼續保持我哋同佢呢份嘅關係。
So we can endure the dangerous time in the last days.
以致喺末後嘅日子咧，喺個危險時間臨到咧，我哋仍然可以持守到底。
So I hope you won't just be listening to my sharing only.
咁所以希望大家咧就唔好淨係嚟聽下。
It will be important for you to examine the Word of God carefully on your own as well.
而係好重要咧，大家要自己翻去細心咁去讀，去明白神嘅話語。
So each one of us can be sensitive to what God wants to say to us in regard to the last days。
以致我哋每一個人咧都可以敏感到究竟天父要同我哋講啲乜嘢咧，係關乎呢個末後嘅日子嘅。
Actually, the Word of God is quite amazing and wonderful。
其實咧，神嘅話語係非常之奇妙同埋好美麗嘅。
What do I mean by this?
咁我咩意思咧
？Last Sunday was a joyful occasion。
咁上星期日咧就一個好喜樂嘅日子。
Victor shared with me like he was really happy last Sunday。
咁Victor 就話俾佢聽咧，上個禮拜日佢係好開心嘅。
Why？
點解咧
？Why Victor？ 、you were really happy last Sunday, right？
Why were you so happy last Sunday?
Victor's mom Dor got baptized.
咁因為 Victor 媽媽 Dor 咧就受洗啦，上個禮拜日。
Yeah, so she was baptized and became a disciple of Christ.
咁阿 Dor 咧就受洗成為一個基督徒，一個基督嘅跟隨者。
And Dor shared in her vow that. Before the baptism, Father God help her to see her sinfulness.
咁阿多都喺佢嘅誓词嗰度有分享咧，喺佢受洗之前啊，神帮助佢睇到佢自己嘅罪。
And she wanted to finish with her old self-centered life.
咁佢好想咧去結束佢過往呢份好自我為中心嘅生命。
And to follow after Christ's example and the teaching to live for God.
而去跟隨咧耶穌基督嘅教導啦，同埋佢嗰份生命去繼續嘅跟隨神。
So God's word is amazing that through His word, God is able to work in a person's heart very powerfully.
咁所以神嘅話語咧係非常之奇妙，因為佢可以去改變一個人嘅生命。
As we saw last week in Doris baptism,
就好似我哋大家都見證到啦，喺上個禮拜阿多嘅洗禮。
God's word can save a person from a sinful and self-centered life, and change that person and bring him back to God Himself.
神咧係可以徹底咁去改變一個人嘅生命，脱離罪惡啦，並且將佢轉回咧去歸向神。
So the person is changed and he lives a pure life and honors God.
咁以致呢個人咧，佢生命改變，能夠過一個好聖潔、好純潔嘅生活，並且去榮耀神。
Yeah, not only does God work in our lives through His words.
咁神咧唔單止係用佢嘅話語喺我哋生命裏面工作。
But there are also prophecies in His word to reveal the things about His plan of salvation in the last days.
咁其實神喺佢話語咧，亦都俾我哋一啲嘅預言、預告，去啟示俾我哋知道末後日子將要發生啲咩事。
Actually, many prophecies in the Bible have already been fulfilled.
咁其實咧，聖經入面有好多關於末後日子嘅預言已經應驗咗啦。
Prophecies.
預言已經應驗咗啦。
Can you think of some examples?
咁大家可以諗到一啲嘅例子嗎？
How about we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15?
咁我哋一齊打開聖經哥林多前書十五章。
Verse 3-4.
第三節第四節。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 3-4.
哥林多前書十五章三至四節。
15, verse 3-4. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
我當日所領受又傳給你們的，第一就是基督照聖經所說，為我們的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照聖經所說，第三天復活了。
So as Apostle Paul pointed out here that Christ's saving work, His death and resurrection were foretold in the Scriptures.
咁所以正如咧保罗都话俾我哋听啦，其实神藉住耶稣基督呢份拯救嘅工作，透过佢嘅死亡、佢嘅复活，其实一早喺圣经里面都预言咗啦。
And the Lord Jesus also spoke about His death and resurrection when He was before He went to the cross.
咁而耶穌自己喺佢臨上十字架之前啊，都曾經去預言過關於佢嘅死同埋佢復活。
And not only about Christ's life and death, His birth was also foretold in the Scriptures.
咁唔單止關於耶穌嘅死同復活咧，係喺聖經有預言到。其實耶穌基督嘅出世出生咧，亦都係好清楚咁喺聖經裡面預言咗嘅。
And they were fulfilled as well.
而大家都知道，亦都係應驗咗呢啲嘅預言。
So this is one example, the scripture, the Bible, as prophecies that already been fulfilled.
咁呢一啲咧都係一啲例子俾大家睇到咧，聖經嘅預言咧係真實咁應驗咗。
Another example of the prophecy in the Bible, that was fulfilled is Israel's becoming a nation again.
咁而另一個聖經嘅預言係應驗咗咧，就係、是。以色列國啊，得以復國呢個事情。
And it became a nation again after a long time of extinction.
咁以色列國咧係經過好長時間亡國之後咧，再次復國。
In the Bible, both the destruction of Israel and the restoration of Israel as a nation were both foretold.
喺聖經入面咧，對於以色列要亡國同埋復國咧，都係有被預言到噶。
Now in 2016, we have the advantage to look back in time.
咁我哋而家喺2016年，我哋能夠去回顧翻呢啲嘅事情咯。
About these prophecies that were fulfilled。
所以我哋係處於一個優勢，可以睇翻咧喺以前所發生嘅呢啲預言係點樣應驗。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 2.
我哋而家打開馬太福音24章第一至二節。
Matthew 24, verse 1 to 2.
馬太福音24章一至二節。
Matthew 24, verse 1 to 2. Here it says, Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. And he said to them, Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down.
耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来，把殿宇指给他看。耶稣对他们说：你们不是看见这殿宇么？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上，不被拆毁了。
So at the time of Jesus, the disciples were marveling at how grand and beautiful the holy temple was.
所以在主耶稣的时候时代那些门徒正是在那里欣赏赞叹圣殿是多么宏伟和美丽。
It must have been quite a sight to see.
相信应该都是很壮观的。
Because they also put gold on to some of the structure.
因为在圣殿的结构里面还有一些是用金来做的。镀金这样的。
And the temple took 50 years to build.
咁而聖殿咧，係即係為咗建立聖殿，係花咗50年。
But to the disciples' surprise, Jesus said, that this temple will be destroyed totally in the future.
但係令到門徒好震驚嘅咧，就係耶穌當時嘅同佢哋講，聖殿將要被完全嘅毀壞。
Not even one stone will remain upon another.
就連一塊石頭咧都唔可以留在石，即係連一塊石頭都唔會留喺度。
So at that time, when Jesus talked about these things.It was really hard for the disciples to imagine this grand and beautiful temple would totally be destroyed.
所以当耶稣当时跟门徒说要有这样的事发生的时候门徒是觉得很难以置信的。
Because at that time life was peaceful.
因为当时生活似乎很平静。
And prosperous under Roman empires.
在罗马帝国统治底下也很繁荣。
So Roman Empire was the superpower at that time that controlled a lot of colonies.
咁當時羅馬帝國咧係好有權力，係統治咗好多唔同嘅殖民地。
So it's also like now the time is relatively peaceful and prosperous.
咁就好似我哋而家所處嘅時代啦，表面睇嚟都係好太平啊，同埋好繁榮。
If we look at the prophecies about the end of the age, we might feel it's really hard for us to believe what will happen.
So if we look at the prophecies about the end of the age, we might feel it's really hard for us to believe what will happen. So if we look at the prophecies about
the end of the prophecy spoken by Jesus in verse 2 was fulfilled 40 years later.
但是我们刚才看到第二节耶稣讲这个关于圣殿被拆毁的预言真的是应验了的。
In the year 70,
就在公元70年
the temple was destroyed by the Romans.
罗马人就将这个圣殿去毁坏。
And the Jews were driven out of Jerusalem.
而犹太人也都被赶出了耶路撒冷。
Israel became extinct for 1900 years.
以色列国总共亡国了成1900年。
The destruction of the temple was God's judgment for Israel.
这个圣殿呢它被毁坏呢其实是神对以色列人一个管教一个审判来的。
Because they refused to listen to the prophet's warning to turn back to God.
因为他们拒绝呢去听先知去警告提醒他们需要回转回到神那里。
However, Yahweh God was merciful that besides the punishment for Israel, he also foretold about the restoration of Israel.
但是呢亚维是很满有怜悯的神他除了去预告了以色列国要亡国呢也都预言以色列国将要复国。
Yeah, so one day he will cause Israel to be gathered as a nation once again.
有一天呢神要再一次召聚他的子民呢让以色列国成为自己一个国家。
So let us turn to Zacharias.
我哋打開撒加利亞書，舊約撒加利亞書。
Just one book before Matthew.
就喺馬太福音之前嗰一本。
Yeah.
即係舊約最後一本。
So one book before Matthew, chapter 8, verse 7 to 8.
第八章第七至八節。
So Zechariah chapter 8, verse 7 to 8.
撒迦利亞書八章七至八節。
So I ask Grace to read for us in Chinese.
萬軍之耶和華如此說，我要從東方、從西方救回我的民，我要領他們來，使他們住在耶路撒冷中。他們要作我的子民，我要作他們的神，都憑誠實和公義。
So this is one of the passages in the Bible for telling Israel after God's discipline will be gathered again as a nation.
咁呢一個咧就係聖經，呢一個就係聖經入面咧其中一段去預言關於以色列國咧，佢哋將要受到神嘅管教，但係之後咧會再一次被建立成為國家。
So another place is Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 to 33.
咁另一段經文咧就喺馬太福音嘅24:32-33.
So Matthew 24:32-33.
馬太福音24:32-33.
Matthew 24:32-33. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方。当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
So what does the fig tree represent in this passage?
咁呢段经文里面呢、这个无花果树究竟系代表乜嘢呢
？Can you guess?
大家能够估到吗？
So fig is quite a common fruit in Palestine.
咁喺巴勒斯坦咧，無花果算係一種好普遍嘅水果，常見嘅水果。
So actually, from the Old Testament, the fig tree is often used as a symbol for Israel.
咁其實喺舊約裏面咧，無花果樹係經常用嚟預表以色列嘅。
Yeah. So the Lord Jesus says here, when you see the fig tree comes to life after winter.And you know the spiritual summer is very near.
咁主耶穌喺呢度講到咧，就係話，當你見到一棵無花果樹，經過冬天之後，再一次展現生機咧，咁你就應該知道，屬靈上啊，呢個夏天就嚟到啦。
So summertime is often the time for harvest, isn't it?
咁因為夏天咧，就係通常我哋收取有豐收收成嘅時候啦。
Yeah, and this also refers to the second coming of Christ.
咁而呢一度咧，都係指到耶穌基督再嚟嘅時候。
So fig tree, the fig tree or Israel is a very unique nation.
咁所以呢個無花果樹預表嘅以色列咧，其實係一個好獨特嘅國家。
And like any nation in the world, it was extinct for about 1900 years.
但係咧，佢同其他國家唔同，就係因為佢曾經亡國咗1900年咁耐。
And he came back to life again, just like those prophecies we just saw in the Bible.
但咧，就好似我哋頭先所睇到呢啲預言所講到啦，佢最終係復國嘅。
So the nation was dead for about 1900 years, and in 1948, do you remember what happened?
咁雖然呢個國家亡國咗成1900年咁耐啦，但係1948年咧，大家記唔記得發生咩事咧
？The fig tree began to put out leaves again.
呢棵無花果樹又再一次去長出葉子啦。
So in 1948, Israel became a nation again.
喺1948年咧，以色列再一次復國啊，成為一個國家。
Even at that time, the Arabs around them were very hostile and had war against Israel.
雖然當時咧，佢哋附近呢啲嘅阿拉伯人對佢哋非常之兇狠，唔客氣嘅。
But amazingly, Israel was able to win the war and against the Arabs and became a nation.
但係咧。以色列竟然可以去贏咗呢場戰爭，亦都再一次咧，即係可以去復國。
So here we see the prophecy of the Bible being fulfilled.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到咧，聖經另一個預言又應驗咗啦。
When you see Israel dead for 1900 years, just like a fig tree being dormant for a long winter.
咁所以當我哋睇到以色列國亡國咗成1900年咧，就好似一棵無花果樹喺冬天裡面咧，係睇落去好似死咗，係死氣沉沉咁嘅。
It begins to come to life again.
但係之後咧，佢又再一次好似有生命嘅跡象啦，好似有生機啦。
You know that the spiritual harvest, spiritual summertime is very near.
咁我哋就知道咧，喺屬靈上佢呢個夏天呢、這個收成嘅時候咧，就快到啦。
It means the coming of the Lord Jesus, and at the end of this age is very near.
亦都只係話耶穌基督再嚟，同埋呢個世代嘅終結咧，係好快要嚟到。
So God's word is marvelous and powerful.
所以神嘅話語咧係好奇妙同埋好有能力嘅。
So through His word, He can change a person's life.
神藉住佢話語可以改變一個人嘅生命。
And he can also use his word to reveal to us the important events in his plan of salvation.
佢亦都可以用佢嘅话语咧，去话俾我哋听，关乎佢救恩计划当中好多好重要嘅事情。
So I hope by showing you the example of Doris baptism and the prophecies we saw in the Bible, we know that God can work through His word in our lives.
咁所以好希望咧，藉住舉亞多去受浸呢個例子，神點樣去改變佢啦？同埋頭先講到一啲聖經入面唔同預言係點樣應驗咧，能夠讓我哋睇到咧神嘅話語係好真實嘅。
Can work.
神係可以用佢嘅話語去工作，去帶嚟改變。
Both in a person's life and in the course of human history.
唔單止喺一個人嘅身上去工作啦，神亦都可以喺整個人類歷史嗰度去工作。
So you'll be wise for us to take heed of what the Lord wants to say to us in the Bible.
所以咧，我哋係好需要有呢份智慧去留心聽神究竟藉住聖經要講俾我哋聽啲咩咧。
Especially when we know from the Word of God that the end of this age will be a period of dangerous time.
特別係因為神嘅話語已經話俾我哋聽啦，喺呢個末後嘅日子咧，將要有個臨危險嘅日子臨到。
So when we know clearly about what will happen in the last days, we may prepare ourselves well.
咁如果我哋好清楚知道喺呢段末後嘅日子咧，將要有咩事情發生，咁我哋先可以好好咁預備好自己。
Because when dangerous time comes, there will be pressures upon people.
因為當呢啲危險日子臨到咧，就代表我哋會受到好多壓力。
And when people are under pressure, they often tend to make mistakes.
而當人處於壓力底下咧，往往係會做出一啲錯誤嘅選擇。
And loses their senses.
甚至咧，去失去佢哋嘅理性。
One example is in 2011. There was an earthquake that hit Japan.
咁其中一個例子咧，就喺2011年喺日本發生地震。
There were tsunamis that damaged the coastal nuclear power plants.
當時咧就海嘯係毀壞曬沿岸嗰啲嘅核電廠咯。
And there was some leakage of nuclear waste.
咁嗰啲核電嗰啲廢料就流出咗去海域嗰度。
So at that time, Grace and I were living in China.
咁嗰段時間咧，我哋就喺中國大陸生活嘅。
So when the news came, there might be a possible leakage, and people began to panic.
咁當時咧，當新聞報導話啊，好似有呢啲核廢料洩漏喎，咁當時人都好大家都好驚惶失措，好驚啊。
Because we live on the coastal areas.
因為我哋所住嘅城市咧，都係一個沿岸嘅城市。
Do you know what happened?
咁大家知道發生咩事嗎
？So there was a rumor that says if you eat salt.Salts with iodine, then it will prevent being affected by the nuclear pollution.
咁當時咧就有啲流言傳出咧，就話如果大家食多啲鹽咧，因為鹽有碘咧，就可以防止呢啲核廢料即係輻射啊對人體嘅危害啦。
The theory is that the iodine would fill up your thyroid glands.
咁當時嘅理論咧，就係話因為呢啲碘咧就會即係可以填滿咗你，即係喺個扁桃腺，咁就唔需要被啲核廢料影響到。
Yeah, because the iodine of the nuclear leakage is something like radioactive iodine.
哦，因為當時核廢料即係令到有啲有輻射嘅呢啲咁嘅碘嘅物質啦，咁所以就要。
If you already haveiodine in your body, then you won't take in the radioactive stuff.
咁當時嘅理論就話，如果你身體都已經有足夠呢啲電咧，就自然唔會吸收呢啲有輻射嘅電啦。
So guess what? People start to buy salts.
咁大家知道發生咩事嘛？當時咧就搶購鹽啦。
So the price went ten times.
咁當時鹽嘅價格就一下上升咗成十倍啊，起碼。
So I don't know, maybe 10p became what?
One pound
or 2 pounds, something like that.
即係本來，譬如啦，價值只係十 p 嘅鹽咧，一下子變成要成一磅兩磅，你先買到。
And people were buying them.
而當時嘅人咧，真係瘋狂咁搶購。
And guess what? After 1 or 2 days, there was news that doesn't work like that.
咁大家知道發生咩事嘛？一兩日之後咧，已經有新聞就開始講啦。其實咧，完全唔係咁樣一回事㗎。
So the price of salt dropped.
咁當然啦，嗰時嘅鹽嘅價格又突然間即刻降翻落嚟啦。
So I think we asked our parents-in-law, should we buy salt as well? Since we don't have everyone else is buying.
Yes. 即係當時咧，咁我哋都去問下我哋父母啦。喂，使唔使入翻啲貨咧？因為我哋煮飯都要用鹽噶嘛，啲人咁樣搶購係咪
？But my father-in-law was very wise. Don't worry about it. 1 or 2 days, the price will drop.
咁但係咧，當時佢嘅叫做咩啊？岳父啊，即係我嘅爸爸咧，就好有智慧咁話，唔使擔心嘅。一兩日之後咧，肯定個價格就會平穩翻噶啦。
Yeah. So you see, under pressure, in panics, people tend to lose their senses.
咁所以你可以睇到咧，喺呢啲壓力危險底下咧，人係好容易失去咗佢嘅理性。
Have you heard of the telephone fraud?That is rampant in China.
大家知唔知道喺中國大陸咧係非常之多嘅電話騙案嘅。
They even call Hong Kong and cheated money from people living in Hong Kong as well.
係可以猖狂到咧係由大陸打電話去香港，然後咧呃到香港人嘅錢。
And we had one young brother. He graduated from university and started working.
咁我哋當時服侍嘅教會就有個年青嘅弟兄啦，佢啱啱畢業，咁就啱啱開始工作。
Then one day he told us, I'm in deep trouble. All my money is gone.
咁有一日咧，佢就好傷心同我哋講啦。哦，我今次大劑啦，我全部錢冇曬。
So we asked him what happened. He said he received a call, and the person pretended to be the police officer.
咁當時佢話俾你聽發生咩事咧，就係佢收到一個電話，對方咧就宣稱話係一個警察嚟嘅。
And he said, After investigation, he's involved in criminal activities.
咁當時對方就話啦，我哋調查之後咧，就懷疑你係有參與喺一啲嘅犯罪活動。
And there's also a letter from the court.
咁當時亦都俾佢睇咗一封係法庭寄嚟嘅信。
Yeah, so he received a letter from the court.
咁佢就真係收到一封關於法庭俾佢嘅信喎。
So this officer.Asked him questions, and of course, this young brother said, "I'm not involved in criminal activities."
咁呢個警官就喺度俾壓力佢啦，但係去追問佢，但係當然呢位小弟兄就話我冇參與任何犯罪嘅活動㗎。
So the officer said, "Oh, then your account must have been hijacked by someone."
咁當時呢個警官就話啦，哦，咁梗係你嘅户口咧俾人哋盜用咗啦。
And you must cooperate and transfer your money to our safe. Account first, then we will settle this. Otherwise, you will have to be prosecuted.
咁當時個警官就話啦：，而家咧為咗要配合警方嘅調查工作咧，你要將你所有銀行嘅錢轉到去我哋呢個安全嘅户口，咁咧就方便我哋去處理呢啲嘅事情。
So that's what he did, and he lost all his savings.
否則佢會被檢控咁樣。咁而呢個弟兄就好乖，咁真係將所有錢轉到過去啦。咁大家都知道啦，咁最後佢啲錢就冇曬啦。
So you might find it kind of naive for this brother to do this.
可能大家會覺得啊，呢個年輕嘅弟兄好似太無知啦，竟然會咁樣俾人呃咗。
But actually, it's not that simple. The person put a lot of pressure on you, and everything so seems real. Even have the court letter.
但係其實咧，如果你係當事人咧，你就會知道嗰種壓力同埋好多嘅跡象都好似話俾你聽係真嘅，甚至你收到一個法庭俾你嘅信。
So under pressure, people tend to make the wrong decision.
咁所以咧喺壓力底下咧，人往往會做出一啲錯誤嘅決定。
And the other example is fire.
咁另一個例子咧，就係火警發生嘅時候。
I think you must have heard during a fire, maybe a building is on fire, then you see people jumping down from apartments or like a very high stairs.
咁如果大家有睇過，有時一座高樓大廈發生火警咧，可能有啲人會選擇喺個窗口咁樣跳落去。
Why would they do that?
點解佢哋會選擇咁樣跳落去咧
？Have you ever thought about it?
大家有冇諗過咧
？Because in a state of panic, the fire is coming up. They kind of freaked out.
咁就係因為咧，當人好驚、好驚慌，啲火已經逼緊埋嚟嘅時候咧，太驚啦，佢就選擇跳落去。
Yeah, they thought maybe there's a chance for me to survive if I jump down.
當時佢淨係諗啊，可能我跳出去咧，我仲有機會可以生存，可能仲有一線生機。
Yeah, but many people made the mistake and they jumped to their deaths.
但係咧，好多人就因為咁樣一跳就死咗啦。
So yeah, the purpose of sharing this series is not to scare everyone.
咁其實我哋講到要講呢個系列咧，絕對唔係想去嚇大家。
Or to make you feel uncomfortable.
又或者令到大家好唔舒服，好唔安樂。
And actually, it's for the purpose of understanding the things that will happen in the end time.
其實咧個主要目的就係要幫助大家明白喺末後嘅日子到底要發生咩事。
So we can be better prepared and to survive spiritually.
以至我哋可以做好準備，喺屬靈上咧都可以去繼續嘅生存。
So we may not be misled or pressured into deception.
以至我哋咧亦都唔會俾人哋去誤導啦，或者去欺騙。
To fall into unrighteousness or fall away in our faith.
以至我哋令到我哋咧唔會輕易咁跌入一啲唔公義嘅事情啦，甚至係unrighteousness.
And fall away in our faith.
以致我哋唔會落入呢啲唔公義嘅事情，同埋咧喺離開咗呢個真道，即信心去失去我哋呢個對神嘅信心。
So in the following time, let's look at chapter 24, verse 3 to 14.
咁我哋而家咧就睇下馬太福音24:3-14.
Now ask Grace to quickly read for us.
馬太福音嘅24:3-14. Matthew chapter 24:3-14. 耶穌在橄欖山上坐着，門徒暗暗地來說：請告訴我們，什麼時候有這些事？你降臨和世界的末了有什麼預兆呢？耶穌回答說：你們要謹慎，免得有人迷惑你們，因為將來有好些人冒我的名來說我是基督，並且要迷惑許多人。你們也要聽見打仗和打仗的風聲，總不要驚慌，因為這些事是必須有的，只是末期還沒有到。民要攻打民，國要攻打國，多處必有饑荒、地震，這都是災難的起頭。那時人要把你們陷在患難裡，也要殺害你們，你們又要為我的名被萬民恨惡。那時必有許多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨惡。且有好些假先知起來迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，許多人的愛心才漸漸冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。這天國的福音要傳遍天下，對萬民作見證，然後末期才來到。
Yeah, so because of time, we won't go into details this week about the signs of the end of time this age.
咁因為時間關係咧，我哋今日係唔會好詳細咁去睇所有呢啲關於末後日子基督再嚟嘅一啲預兆。
But we can spend some time looking at verse 3.
但我哋可以花啲時間咧去睇下第三節。
Here the disciples is asking Jesus about the signs of his coming and the end of this age.
喺呢度咧，門徒咧就問緊主耶穌，佢再嚟同埋呢個今個世代嘅結束，到底會有啲咩預兆咧
？So we notice there's a connection between Christ's second coming and the end of this present age.
所以我哋睇到咧，當耶穌基督再嚟，亦都係同我哋今個世代嘅結束係有一個好緊密嘅關係。
Actually, there have been different ages or eras in mankind's history.
其實喺人類歷史咧，係有好多唔同嘅世代、時代或者唔同嘅紀元。
From the first man Adam to the time of Noah, was about 2,000 years.
由我哋人類嘅始祖亞當咧，一路直到 这个罗亚的时代，当时有洪水来到，那这个之间是大概2000年。
So when the great flood came, then that age ended.
当洪水来到的时候，那个世代就结束了。
So after that age and came the Old Testament era.
那个时代结束了之后，旧约时代就开始。
And it was also about 2000 years.
那也都是大概过了2000年了。
Until Jesus Christ was born,
耶稣基督就出世了。
So when Christ came the first time, the Old Testament era ended.
咁当主耶稣基督第一次嚟到嘅时候咧，咁旧约时代亦都结束。
So after that is this present time, present age era.
咁随之展开咧，就系我哋而家所处呢个时代。
Or you can say is a New Testament era.
亦都可以话系新约嘅时代。
And now it's about 2,000 years later.
咁我哋而家又过咗2000几年啦。
So when Jesus Christ come the second time, and this present era will also end.
咁而当主耶稣基督佢第二次佢要再嚟嘅时候，我哋依一个时代亦都要嚟到一个结束。
So we see the link between the second coming of Christ and the end of this age.
所以我哋睇到咧，耶稣基督再嚟同埋今世嘅结束咧系紧密相连嘅。
But before Christ come again, then all these signs will happen, take place first.
但是当耶稣基督再来之前呢，这一度讲到的预兆呢，一定要首先发生。
So from verse 3 to 14, actually there are two types of signs spoken by Jesus.
咁其实喺呢度第三至十四节呢，你会睇到主耶稣讲咗有两类嘅预兆。
In chapter 24, there are two types of signs spoken by the Lord Jesus.
哦，唔好意思，我系想讲咧，喺马太福音24章入面咧，耶稣系讲咗有两种嘅预兆，系嘛？关于佢再嚟呢个系有两种嘅预兆嘅。
The first kind is general signs.
咁第一种咧就系一啲比较普遍概括嘅一啲嘅预兆。
It's from verse 3 to 14.
就系我哋今日睇嘅三至十四节呢度。
And second type is more specific.
而第二類嘅預兆咧，就係比較具體嘅。
It's from verse 15 and onwards.
就係由第15节開始。
So general signs are general tendencies of things that will happen in the world.
咁呢啲概括性嘅指標啊、預兆咧，就係講緊世界上要發生一啲嘅趨勢啦。
And specific signs are more specific events that will take place.
但係呢啲好具體嘅預兆咧，就係講緊特殊嘅一啲具體嘅事情發生。
Because of time, we won't go into details.
咁因為時間關係咧，我哋今日唔會逐一去睇嘅。
Next time we'll be looking at the six general signs mentioned in verse 4 to 14.
咁我哋下個禮拜咧就會去詳細睇第三至十四節，講咗六個比較概括性、普遍性嘅一啲嘅預兆。
But just now you had a chance to read through them. So what is the impression you get from the end of this age and before Christ coming?
咁但係我哋頭先啱啱已經有機會讀過呢段經文啦。咁大家得到嘅印象係點咧？究竟在耶稣基督再来之前，我们这个世代终结之前，究竟会有什么事情发生呢？
So I guess it's not too difficult to see the world will become more chaotic.
我想应该不难看到我们整个世界会变得越来越混乱。
And people's lives, especially Christians, will be more difficult.
而人类的生活，特别是我们基督徒的生活，将要变得越来越艰难。
Yeah, so actually in verse 6 and 7, there are something that we experienced in 2016 already.
咁其實我哋只要睇下六至七節咧，你會發現我哋處於2016年咧，其實已經經歷咗唔少呢度講嘅嘢。
So last week we have earthquakes in Japan and
last week?
Ecuador.
Last week, yeah. Okay, 咁我哋上個禮拜咧，就經歷咗喺呢個日本啦，厄瓜多爾嘅地方咧有地震啦。
And Brussels we have bombings in March.
咁喺三月份嘅時候咧，布魯塞爾咧亦都有呢個恐怖事件炸彈襲擊。
And the end of last year's Paris terrorist attack.
咁而喺去年舊年年底咧，巴黎啊亦都有呢個恐怖襲擊。
And I think around Easter I sharedThere was a Muslim shopkeeper in Scotland.
咁，喺復活節嘅時候都同大家分享過啦，就喺蘇格蘭就有一個穆斯林被襲擊。
because he posted a goodwill message to encourage others to follow Jesus' example.
这个穆斯林的店主呢，之所以被襲擊是因為他當時發布了一個友好的信息呢，去鼓勵人都要做一個忠心跟隨耶穌的人。
Yeah, for that he was stabbed to death.
就是因為他這樣發布了這個信息呢，他就被人家用刀捅死了。
And this year we have Zika virus outbreak.
那我們也都有這個 Zika, Choi, Zika 這個病毒的爆發。
And last year we have Ebola.
咁舊年亦都有呢個 Ebola 病毒。
So as you will notice, these things do happen in history, but verse 8 says, like birth pain will become more frequent.
咁所以我哋睇到咧，喺歷史嘅進程中都會有呢啲嘅事發生，但係咧只會越嚟越呢、这個好似婦人生產之苦只會越嚟越嚴重。
If you have given birth to a child, you know how that feels.
咁如果當中咧有生過 BB 嘅，佢會知道嗰種痛係點樣嘅劇烈啦。
So the intensity will increase。
咁嗰種嘅強度咧，只會一路一路去增加。
And frequency will become the interval will be shorter。
咁而且只會越嚟越頻繁發生嘅。
But thanks be to God, He did not leave us in darkness about the things that will happen in the last days.
不過好感謝神啦，神咧絕對冇去向我哋好似隱瞞呢啲事情，令到我哋懵然不知咁。
So we wouldn't, if we are careful to understand God's word, we wouldn't be caught by surprise.
所以如果我哋係願意留心咧去聽神嘅話語咧，我哋到時就不至於好似好驚訝、好驚惶失措啦。
Yeah, so we wouldn't be like the person in the fire who, because of panic, made the wrong decision.
咁我哋都唔會好似咧頭先講到嘅例子咧，喺火燭裡面，因為太過緊張就選擇錯誤跳咗落樓咁樣去死咗。
So I would like to end today's sharing with the parable of the Lord Jesus。
咁喺結束我哋今日嘅信息時候咧，我想用主耶穌一個比喻嚟同大家分享。
To encourage each one of us to know how we are to prepare ourselves for the last days。
去鼓勵大家知道我哋應該點樣去為到末後嘅日子做好準備。
So by God's help, we can withstand and overcome these difficulties and trials that we will face in our lives.
咁以致我哋藉住神嘅幫助咧，我哋能夠去抵抗啦，去跨過依啲末後日子會臨到我哋嘅困難啦，同埋依啲嘅考驗。
So let us turn to Matthew 24.
咁我哋可以打開
7:24-26.
我們可以打開馬太福音第七章二十四至二十六節。
So Matthew chapter 7:24-26.
馬太福音的七章二十四至二十六。
So I'll ask Grace to read for us in Chinese.
所以凡聽見我這話就去行的，好比一個聰明人把房子蓋在磐石上，雨淋、水沖、風吹撞著那房子，房子總不倒塌，因為根基立在磐石上。凡聽見我這話不去行的，好比一個無知的人把房子蓋在沙土上，雨淋、水沖、風吹撞著那房子，房子就倒塌了，並且倒塌得很大。
So God through the Lord Jesus has told us how we can prepare ourselves to face challenges that we might face in our lives.
所以咧，神已經藉住主耶穌基督咧，教導我哋點樣去做好準備，去面對生活中所臨到我哋嘅挑戰。
So here the rains, floods, and winds represent difficulties, persecutions, and trials that a person may encounter in his life.
咁喺經文裡面講到呢個雨淋、水沖同埋風吹咧，其實係代表緊我哋生命中會遇到嘅困難啦，一啲嘅逼迫、壓力、考驗、試驗咁樣嘅。
So how the person fares against these challenges depends on what he has chosen to build his life upon.
咁究竟一個人喺呢啲情況下點樣去面對呢啲挑戰咧？好在乎佢嘅生命係建基喺乜嘢上面。
So is the foundation that you rely on for your life money, IQ, your health, or your family, etc.
咁唔知道大家生命嘅根基啊係乜嘢咧？你係咪將你嘅生命建築喺金錢、你嘅智商或者你嘅健康啊、你嘅屋企人身上咧
？Or is it built on a living relationship with our Creator Yahweh God and Jesus Christ?
定係你係將你嘅生命啊建立喺同神耶和天父同埋主耶穌基督呢份嘅關係上面。
So actually, when we obey and seek to do God's word in our daily lives, that's the time when God is working in our lives.
其實咧，當我哋願意去順服同埋尋求神嘅話語咧，喺日常生活裡面咁樣去經歷佢時候咧，你就會體驗到佢喺你生命裡面工作。
For example, the Lord Jesus taught us to forgive those who offend us.
譬如啦，主耶穌有教導我哋要原諒嗰啲得罪我哋嘅人。
If you have ever tried that, and you know that you can't do it by your own strength.
如果你試過，你就會知道咧，靠自己嘅能力係幾咁難。
Only when you submit unto God's word and you ask Him for help, and He will come into your life and help you to forgive.
只有當你願意去尋求神嘅幫助，去順服喺神嘅話語底下，你就會經歷天父幫你有呢份能力去饒恕。
Yeah, so this is the way we can experience God.
咁呢個咧就係我哋可以去經歷神嘅方法。
And build our life upon a solid foundation.
亦都係咁樣咧，將我哋嘅生命咧好穩固咁建立喺呢個堅固嘅基礎上面。
So it's also like the example of a door's baptism.
咁咧亦都好似我哋舉例阿多佢嘅洗禮啦。
When she responded to God and to His word, God was able to work powerfully in her life to change her.
当阿多愿意去回应神嘅话语嘅时候咧，佢就经历神嘅话语系点样好有能力咁去改变佢嘅生命。
Yeah, so when we seek to do God's will and respond to God in our hearts and in our deeds, this is the time that we experience His real closeness and guidance.
咁所以，如果當我哋真係願意喺我哋嘅心同埋我哋嘅行為上咧，都去回應神，我哋就會經歷同天父一份好親密嘅關係。
So this is how we have can build our life on a solid foundation.
呢個亦都係我哋點樣可以好穩固將生命建立喺堅固嘅基礎上面。
Yeah, to have a real relationship with God.
就係咧，要同神有一份好真實嘅關係。
And to follow after Christ's footsteps.
亦都去仿效跟隨耶穌基督嘅腳蹤。
So this is why when difficult times comes, those who do God's will be able to stand firm.
亦都係點解咧？只有嗰啲真正係 I'm so sorry.
Those who do God's will.
只有那些呢遵行神旨意的人呢他们才能够在困难的时候都仍然站立得稳。
It's because Yahweh is with them to guide them and to uphold them.
因为呢 Yahweh 神呢是与他们同在啦去引导他们同埋去扶持托住他们的。
So it's quite amazing we sang two songs this morning.
咁其实呢好奇妙啦我们今天唱了两首诗歌。
So those songs also express the same thing.
其實嗰兩首詩歌嘅歌詞咧，正正都係表達緊呢啲嘅內容。
When you honor God and His word will become a light of your path.
當我哋去尊重神、榮耀佢嘅時候咧，神嘅話語係成為我哋腳前嘅燈路上嘅光。
Yeah, He reveals His heart to us so we can walk on a safe path.
佢會將佢嘅心意咧去顯明俾我哋知道啦，亦都幫助我哋行喺一個正路、安全嘅路上面。
So.Are you responding to God and to do His word today?
咁唔知大家今日系咪喺度回应紧神，真系去行神嘅心意咧
？If you know God to be true and loving, why do you wait another day?
如果你真系知道神系真实嘅，佢系慈爱嘅，点解你哋仲要去等咧
？And why do you build your life on something that will not stand the trials of life?
同埋点解你要将你嘅生命一路建立喺一啲根本就唔可以即係唔穩固嘅呢啲嘅基礎上面咧。
So if we wait till the difficult time comes, we might not have the chance to and energy to return to God then.
因為如果我哋一路拖一路等咧，恐怕當危險困難嘅時間臨到咧，我哋當時已經冇呢個機會或者冇呢個能力再去逃離去改變。
So I would like to end today's sharing with this parable of the Lord Jesus.
Sorry, 即係頭先講到就係，即係我哋恐怕我哋冇呢個機會咧，回轉翻去神嗰度啦。咁所以今日咧，即係分享，都希望用呢個比喻咧，耶穌基督嘅比喻嚟結束我哋今日嘅信息。
So we may gain wisdom to know how to deal with the difficult times in the last days.
以致我們可以從神的話語得著智慧，知道怎樣去面對這個末後日子，這些危險的日子。
Yeah, the key, as we see, is for us to respond to the Word of God.
那我們都看到那個重點，那個秘訣就是在乎我們怎樣回應神的話語。
Yeah, in our hearts and in our deeds, in our daily lives.
就是在我們日常生活裡面，在我們的心靈和我們的行動上怎樣去回應神。
So we may personally experience God's guidance and grace.
以致我們可以很親身的去經歷神祂的恩典和祂的引導。
Yeah, so this is the sharing with you today.
這個就是今天想跟大家分享的信息。
So let us close in prayers.
那我們一起用禱告結束。